This is Wednesday evening, 7/7/21. No nonsense look at the book of Revelation. The title of this is The Deception of the Nations. Look at a couple of scriptures first. This is Revelation 9:21. Just one verse, 21. Neither repented they of their murders, nor of their sorceries, nor of their fornication, nor of their thefts. All right, with that, let's turn to Revelation 18:23. You'll see that one of these words again, 18:23. And the light of a candle shall shine no more at all in thee. And the voice of the bridegroom and of the bride shall be heard no more at all in thee. For thy merchants were the great men of the earth. For by thy sorceries were all nations deceived. All right, I'm looking at the word sorceries out of the Strong's Concordance. It means medication, pharmacy, magic. Okay. Now I want to read to you a word the Lord gave me. It was 3:16, I believe. 3:16. It was before a television shoot. In fact, it was before, I guess it was, well, it wasn't the last one. It was the time before. When I was praying before my shoot, this is what the Lord gave me. Rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft. Rebellion is opposing my word and my ways. Do you think that I've resorted to the magician's tricks? I'm insulted by this. Just as Moses' rod represents my word, the rod of Moses represented my word. Moses' rod withstood the witch doctors, Jannes and Jambres. The rod turned into a serpent and swallowed up the serpents of Jannes and Jambres. My word and my ways are more powerful than witchcraft. Men say, well, God uses medicine. You know, I was talking to Danny about, I've always had such an aversion to the medical system, and I didn't realize why. It's because it's not God's system. Never has been, never will be. No matter who tells you otherwise. All right, God doesn't use medicine, men use medicine. Let's clarify it. All right, 2 Timothy 3:8 and 9. Right here. Now as Jannes and Jambres withstood Moses, so do these also resist the truth. Men of corrupt minds, reprobate concerning the faith. But they shall proceed no further, for their folly shall be manifest unto all men as theirs also was. So God's ways are going to expose the witchcraft, the magic. Follow the money, for the love of money is the root to all evil. Could you please turn the fan down just one notch? It's just really a little too much. Thank you. Follow the money, for the love of money is the root to all evils. They must get you sick and then keep you sick to keep you coming. This is trickery. Their tricks get craftier, but still tricks they are. Men seek the tricks over me and my word. People, my people, say that I use these tricks. I am the Lord God. I do not use witchcraft. I'm insulted by this. I remember when I went to that museum in Dallas, when I went up to that second floor, it was all diagnostic testing. I remember there was a machine there that if it turned one color, it meant you had a certain disease. And if it turned another color, and I'm thinking, how can they tell that by that. I'm thinking, do they just make this stuff up and just convince the people? Yeah, it's trickery. That's what the Lord said to me at that visit. That's what he said, that it was all his bag. It was like Felix the cat and his bag of tricks. And sometimes the test is you're just the next one up. Someone goes in something minor and then they come out dying because of some test. Come out of her, my people, in all of your Babylonian ways. Do not be partakers of her sins. I am well able to take care of you. As I brought out the children of Israel laden with silver and gold, free from weakness or sickness, and provided them bread from heaven and water out of the rock in the desert, protected them and warmed them with the pillar of fire, and guided them by day with a cloud, so will I do the same for you. Come out, my people. Come out and let me be Jehovah Jireh, your provider, Jehovah Rapha, your healer. I will not be angry with those that are coming out from under the magic spell. My word will wash their minds free from it all. Just as they learned the ways of Babylon, now they will learn my ways, they will learn of me. The goal of their trickery is the goal of Satan. Kill, steal, and destroy. My goal is life and that more abundantly. Get a drink. Symptoms, symptoms, symptoms. They are nothing but lies. Nothing but Satan's trickery in disguise. It has kept the masses coming through propaganda, testing, procedures, and medicine, which usually never bring a cure. Most spend all they have and just get worse. Round and round the mountain they go until another one bites the dust. Leech, leech, they cry. It is never enough. Let's just see how much more we can heap on them. Now we're going to come door to door. No, they won't. Come out of her, my people, and no longer feed that machine, for it's all coming down. It is a new day and a new hour, and men will learn my ways, and they will be under the witchcraft no longer. There will be nothing that harms or hurts in all my holy mountain. I added this right here as I was typing this out. They get great pleasure in watching you suffer. It's all part of their occult practices. They want to see people suffering and in pain. Prove me and see for yourself that it is all just Satan's illusion, all the magic kingdom. It is no part of my kingdom. I do not use magic and magical tricks. And I added this from the original. Satan has nothing but tricks, just counterfeit, all brass and no gold. If you think about Disney and the little tune with the dome over the top of the castle, it's called the Magic Kingdom. We've been to Disneyland, been to Disney World. It's the Magic Kingdom. And if we went back and we went into some of these rides, especially at the Small World, we'd see the pedophilia signs all over the place. We just didn't know then, didn't recognize them. So what are they about? Deception. Mm-hmm. Club 33 underneath. 33 Mason. 33 degree. Where they do all their pedo stuff. Just watch what I will do. Just as Moses brought the children of Israel out, so I'm bringing my people out of this Babylonian system. No one will be able to say that I was not in this deliverance. It is biblical. I am still the same God yesterday, today, and forever. I am delivering this nation with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm, and I will ignite the whole, and it will ignite the whole world. My people will again know my ways and walk in it. Everybody on earth is watching America. Every nation is watching America because they know if America doesn't make it, there's no hope for them. We're really the last free country on earth at this point. Everybody else has been disarmed. History will call these days the New Dark Ages. They will look back and recount the great and terrible day of the Lord. I will shake them out. I will shake my people out. The great shaking will set them free. Don't be afraid. Just recognize the time that you're in. I am doing what you've asked me to do. The whole magic kingdom is coming down. The weeding out process has begun. It started in my house first. There will no longer be a hindrance to the growth of my people. Now they will flourish. My people have been strangled by the weeds, the leaders that did not allow them to grow. They did not follow me. They stopped somewhere along the way and barred my people from coming to me. I think Matthew 23 talks about that. I'm plucking them up. Yes, the tares are coming out of the wheat. Pluck no more tares among the wheat, for this is the day of Satan's defeat. My people will come out of their slave mentality. They will depend on me, for their heaps stink. Okay. Okay, those that thought I was off my rocker will soon see that I am not. Talking about the medical system. I think everybody thought, well, you're just so far off. It's because they're so compromised, so brainwashed. Satan's lies. It's time for the church to stop participating in witchcraft. Revelation 18:4. And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, that ye be not partakers of her sins and that ye receive not of her plagues. Let me ask you a question here. The people that have taken the vaccines, are they not partaking now of the plagues from taking that? Right here, death. Most of them are coming up with COVID. Can't control their body parts. Paralyzed. Flu symptoms, rashes, metal sticks to them. Heart problems, especially in the young adults. Having all kinds of heart conditions, inflammation in their hearts, nerve damage. Like Eric Clapton, can't even use his hands. I saw a man today, he started out after his second shot, now he can't walk. He said, it's taken away my life every day. It's the saddest thing in the world to see. Either they're very good actors, or these are true accounts. I've seen people talk about their healthy teen that just passed away. It's sad. It's so sad. All right, a list goes on and on. The magic kingdom, the beast system, does not acknowledge any of this. The blame stream, shame stream media does not say anything except, well, now Biden is going to be going door to door to try to convince you to take it. People say, well, just get your Fourth Amendment ready, whatever the Fourth Amendment is. I need to look at my Constitution again. I know the First and the Second. Anyway, that might be a good time to get your guns ready. Mm-hmm. Come to the door and say, well, I'd like to give you a shot. I got a shot for you. Even if it's a BB gun, get off my property. Don't you come back. They're not going to do it. This is a scare event. Yeah. Let's keep it in context. Okay. All right, here's the beast system. We're going to read the two chapters that I believe describes the beast system. I think anybody that has a clue can see it. Revelation chapter 17. I saw a little clip yesterday. I was watching Melissa, Red Pills of the World, and this is old Klaus Schwab, or whatever his name is. Klaus, what is his first name? Klaus Schwab. Yeah. Klaus Schwab. Talks like Dracula's cousin. And he's got that little fist going, about you have to have your vaccination. He's mad. You know, he's got his fist going. Like, you old sorry, decrepit soul. They're taking all your assets, aren't they? You don't have any place else to go except pushing that old vaccine. It's just that old dog ain't hunting anymore. It's over. It's over. All right, Revelation 17. And there came one of the seven angels which had the seven vials and talked with me, saying unto me, come hither, I will show unto thee the judgment of the great whore that sitteth upon many waters. Which waters represent people here, with whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk with the wine of her fornication. So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman sit upon a scarlet-colored beast, which represents communism and socialism, full of names of blasphemy, having seven heads and ten horns, which we know about the horns. These are kings. These are leaders in this group. And the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet color, and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand, full of abominations and filthiness of her fornication. Upon her forehead was a name written, Mystery Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. And I saw the woman drunken with the blood of the saints and with the blood of the martyrs of Jesus. And when I saw her, I wondered with great admiration. See, this system is just lavishing the suffering that they're inflicting on humanity like they have from the garden until present day. There's been many other times in the world where this socialistic communistic system has killed millions. China, Russia. I mean, we're talking billions of people have died at the hands of these people in this system that have risen up and taken power over the people. And the angel said unto me, wherefore dost thou marvel? I will tell thee the mystery of the woman of the beast that carrieth her, which hath the seven heads and the ten horns. The beast that thou sawest was and is not, and shall ascend out of the bottomless pit, and shall go unto perdition. And they that dwell on the earth shall wonder, whose names are not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world, when they behold the beast that was and is not and yet is. So that tells me those who their names are in the book of life, they ought to know what's going on. And this, there here is the mind which hath wisdom. The seven heads are seven mountains on which the woman sitteth. And there are seven kings. Five are fallen, one is, and the other is not yet come. And when he cometh, he must continue a short space. The beast that was and is not, even he is the eighth and is of the seven and goeth into perdition. The ten horns which thou sawest are ten kings, which have received no kingdom as yet, but receive power as kings 1 hour with the beast. These have one mind, and shall give their power and strength unto the beast. I'm telling you what, they're pushing back like never before because they're on their last leg. These shall make war with the Lamb. The Lamb shall overcome them, for he is Lord of lords and King of kings, and they that are with him are called and chosen and faithful. And he saith unto me, the waters which thou sawest where the whore sitteth are peoples and multitudes and nations and tongues. This is a system that we're under. And the ten horns which thou sawest upon the beast, these shall hate the whore and shall make her desolate and naked, shall eat her flesh and burn her with fire. For God hath put in their hearts to fulfill his will and to agree and give their kingdom unto the beast until the words of God shall be fulfilled. The woman which thou sawest is that great city which reigneth over the kings of the earth. She's already basically come down the Vatican. You know, all roads lead to Rome. Seven hills, city of seven hills. After these things, chapter 18, I saw another angel come down from heaven, having great power, and the earth was lightened with his glory, and cried with a strong, mightily with a excuse me, and he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen, is become the habitation of devils, and the hold of every foul spirit, and the cage of every unclean and hateful bird. For all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. The kings of the earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth are waxed rich through the abundance of her delicacies. It seems like every day you come across more companies that are compromised by this. All the grocery stores, everywhere you buy your clothes, everywhere you... It's like, is there no one else? Is there no one else? And I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people, that she be not partakers of her sins, and that she receive not of her plagues. That tells me those who come out will not partake of her plagues. We're not succumbing to that system. We will not comply. For her sins have reached into heaven, and God has remembered her iniquity, just like Sodom and Gomorrah, just like in the days of Noah. The Lord had had enough. He'd heard their screech. Reward her even as she rewarded you. Oh, yes! Double. Unto her double, according to works, in the cup which she hath filled, fill to her double. How about we just herd them all up, put them in the FEMA camps, and give them all the vaccine? Sounds good to me. How much she hath glorified herself and lived deliciously, so much torment and sorrow give her. I'll tell you what, these compromised, especially these Democrat congressmen, the ones, their cities that they represent are like slums. All the money that was given to them to help the homeless and do the things in their communities is now, it's just a cesspool. They have lived deliciously, so much torment and sorrow give her, for she saith in her heart, I said a queen, I'm a no widow, and shall have see no sorrow. See, they are so under this entitlement. They've done it. They've been in office for 60 years, and they have made $170,000 a year, but they got $77 billion in their bank account, or $77 million. I'm going, how did this happen? Little money laundering, are we? Have their false flag events. They tear up an area, burn it to the ground, and get all these funds from the government. Nothing ever goes to anything to fix anything. They just launder it and comes back to their pocket. Set up all these foundations for you to give to, and it all comes back into their pocket. There shall her plagues come in one day, death and mourning and famine, and she shall be utterly burned with fire, for strong is the Lord God who judgeth her. We're close to this domino falling. I sense it. And the kings of the earth who have committed fornication, live deliciously with her, shall bewail her and lament for her when they shall see the smoke of her burning. All their riches and everything that they lived for, all their power, all gone. Stand afar off for the fear of her torment, saying, alas, alas, that great city Babylon, that mighty city, for in 1 hour is thy judgment come. And the merchants of the earth shall weep. Merchants, Coca-Cola. I mean, I'm not going to name off all the companies that I've seen that come out that they're supporting the LGBTQ, or they're supporting Black Lives Matter, or all of these anti-God narratives. The merchants of the earth shall weep and mourn over her, for no man buyeth their merchandise anymore. Nobody drinks Coke anymore. The merchandise of gold and silver and precious stones, of pearls and fine linen and purple and silk and scarlet and all fine wood and all manner of vessels of ivory and all manner of vessels of precious wood, of brass and iron and marble and cinnamon and odors and ointments and frankincense and wine and oil and fine flour and wheat and beasts and sheep and horses and chariots and slaves and souls of men. Sounds like a lot of commerce, right? And the fruits that thy soul lusted after are departed from thee, and all things which were dainty and goodly are departed from thee, and thou shalt find them no more at all. Here's this pot and cot thing. For those that haven't committed the sin, you don't come back from what they've done to the children. You know, maybe if they get to stay, they have the rest of the life to be completely surveilled every time they go to the bathroom and everything else. I mean, they got everything on camera. Pot and a cot. That's what they wanted for us. Want to lock you down where you can't go anywhere, can't do anything, you're tracked, every move you make. Double. Double. The merchants of these things which were made rich by her shall stand afar off for fear of her torment, weeping and wailing. Oh, I bet. We're going to see some backpedaling. And saying, alas, alas, that great city that was clothed in fine linen and purple and scarlet and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls. For in 1 hour so great riches has come to naught. And every shipmaster and all the company and ships and sailors and as many as trade by sea stood far off. What happened in the Suez? This affected the whole world. And cried when they saw the smoke of her burning, saying, what city is likened to this great city? And they cast dust on their heads and cried, weeping and wailing, saying, alas, alas, that great city, wherein were made rich all that had ships in the sea by reason of her costliness. For in 1 hour is she made desolate. 1 hour. Rejoice over her, thou heaven, and you holy apostles and prophets, for God hath avenged her on her. And a mighty angel took up a stone like a great millstone and cast it into the sea, saying, thus with violence shall that great city Babylon be thrown down and shall be found no more at all. And the voice of harpers and musicians and of pipers and trumpeteers shall be heard no more at all in thee. And no craftsman of whatsoever craft he be shall be found no more in thee. And the sound of a millstone shall be heard no more at all in thee. I'll tell you what, D.C., when I went, it was like stepping back in time. So much historical things to think, that's no more. All that we've known in history, or we thought was history, they're going to be there. The light of a candle shall shine no more at all in thee. And the voice of the bridegroom and of the bride shall be heard no more at all in thee. For thy merchants were the great men of the earth. For by thy sorceries were all the nations deceived. The medical system has been to get people hooked on their drugs, their trickery, their brews, their potions, to where they would just succumb to the beast because I have to have my medication. And in her was found the blood of prophets and of the saints and of all that were slain upon the earth. See, the blood's crying out to the Lord. Okay. I'm not glorying over them. In fact, when I hear about one of them being executed, it bothers me. I know it has to be. I know it has to be done. But nobody wants to think about somebody going to eternal hell and never, no reprieve. Yeah. Okay. Let's keep reading. And after these things, I heard a great voice of much people in heaven saying, alleluia, salvation and glory and honor and power unto the Lord our God. For true and righteous are his judgments. For he hath judged the great whore, which did corrupt the earth with her fornication, hath avenged the blood of his servants at her hand. And again they said, alleluia, and her smoke rose up forever and ever. I'm not going to read the rest of that chapter because now it talks about Jesus coming on the horse. Whether it's symbolically, you know, regardless, this is where they will lap up the flesh of the kings and all of that. Yeah, the last battle. And then Revelation 20, we see the devil thrown in the pit for 1,000 years. Can't wait. So one of the entities, maybe the main one, is Big Pharma here that we're talking about today. Is the so-called vaccines the so-called mark of the beast? You know, there's a lot of questions on the internet. A lot of people saying, oh, yes, it is. There was a guy, I think he was from the UK, and he was on some kind of tram, and people are all sitting in there, and he's saying, you're so stupid. You're taking the mark of the beast. You're wearing that stupid mask. He was just, they kept screaming at him, get off the train, get off the train. He's saying, you've taken the mark of the beast. Right here, it is part of it for sure, because I've told you, right here, but so are all the other things that the Spirit is saying to come out of and no longer participate in, the financial system, the medical system, and the religious system. It's all part of the mark of the beast. And to say we're not marked is ridiculous because we have been marked by the propaganda. See, we're having to have our minds renewed from all the stuff that we've learned our whole lives. We're going to find out most everything, all the conspiracy theories are true. There was a meme I copied off today. I'll read it to you. It fits this. This is gab.com, CodeMonkey Z. How can you tell the truth is being told? When Facebook blocks it, Twitter deletes it, Google hides it, YouTube bans it, your government forbids it, and media brands it as a conspiracy theory. It's the truth. They're going to find out everything that you thought was the truth is a lie, and everything you thought was a lie is the truth. And I'm not kidding. In fact, I was telling Jackie these food charts over here. Everything on there that they say is good for you, you better not eat it. And everything they say is not good for you, eat it. I think you could probably take that in any kind of recommendation from any of these people on anything. Because they don't leave any stone unturned. We can see they have infiltrated everything. Everything. These are the beast system. This is all the beast system, and it has infiltrated all seven mountains of influence. There are people, their children in schools, facing this critical race theory, and they're stepping up, man. They're stepping up. There's one man, he was a black guy. He said, "They're teaching my daughter, his wife is white, you're teaching my daughter that her mother is evil. Because she's white." People are standing up. They have had enough. I'm really proud of them. This is what we needed to do. This is what everyone needs to do. And whatever influence, wherever it touches your life, that's where you have to stand up. Whether you're vocal like that at a school meeting, just proclaiming, speaking what God wants you to speak concerning the situation. No, there'll be no Bidens at my door. No, that ain't happening. You know why? Because God put us in charge and we have the say. So we don't need to complain about what we, you know, allow. We need to change it. Okay. Vaccines are nothing new. We are all victims of the vaccines. Our parents had us vaccinated. We had no say in the matter. We vaccinated our kids. We didn't know any better. And now we have grandkids, great-grandkids, getting vaccines. Yeah. We were forced to vaccinate through generations. It's been passed down to us, our kids, now great-grandkids, or grandkids and great-grandkids. It's not just one big event. This has been the fallacy all along. It's some big event. They're all waiting on our suitcase. It might happen out there someday. But no, it's never that time, though. Never that time. I'm going, God, it don't get much worse than this. How'd you know we're at the gates of hell right now? As far as the propaganda and the push for your mind, we're at the gates. The gates of hell won't prevail. But that's where we're at. And if people don't see that, we ought to take their pulse just to see if they're even breathing. I just can't understand how they can't see it. But anyway, they probably thought that about us back in the Rush Limbaugh days and everything when they were all screaming from the housetops, all this is happening. We just went on about our business and didn't pay them any attention. So I know their frustrations, what they felt. All right. It's not just one big event. It's a 6,000-year agenda that is coming to fruition. The earth lease has run out. Okay. 1 Timothy 6:10, for the love of money is the root to all evil. Matthew 6:24b says, you cannot serve God and mammon. Here's what mammon is out of the Strong's. It's wealth. Wealth. Money. Okay. I'm going to read to you as much as I can until I can't stand to read it anymore. We're going to look at Big Pharma and the vaccines a little bit. Who are the players in the pharmaceutical industry? Big Pharma. The term Big Pharma is used quite often to describe massive pharmaceutical companies that make literally billions of dollars every year to keep Americans regularly supplied with a medicine cabinet worth of pills. But when we say Big Pharma, who are the players in the pharmaceutical industry? Who is responsible for flooding neighborhoods and communities with addictive medication? Who are the agencies responsible for keeping them in check? What does medication do? Put you in a stupor. There's the magic. You might as well go to the witch doctor because you are. There are two sides to the coin of this conversation. The pharmaceutical industry, which is responsible for the development, manufacturing, and marketing of drugs for use as medications. And Big Pharma, the colloquial and often perjurative term used to describe faceless corporations that push hugely overpriced drugs onto hapless and desperate customers. You know, the president, the real president, whenever he was in the forefront, 16 through 20, he lowered all the prescription drugs to where a person could get their insulin for $30. Now it's $700-$800. The first thing that the beast puppet did was lower or take all that away so that the pharmaceuticals went sky high to where people couldn't afford to get their medications. To me, it's a blessing in disguise, but if you're not to the place where God has helped you off of them, it could cause some people to die. See, they're into genocide. This is their push. This is the beast push. Kill, steal, destroy. Some of the names of the biggest players in the industry may be familiar. I've been seeing a lot with Johnson & Johnson. Formaldehyde and their shampoos. Others may not ring as many bells, but with their market value, the relative anonymity works to their advantage. The Motley Fool provides a list of the companies doing the best business. It's Johnson & Johnson, $276 billion market value. Novartis, $273 billion. Pfizer, $212 billion. Merck, these are all the fake vaccines. Merck, or all of them are fakes, I think. Pfizer, $212 million. Merck, $164 billion. GlaxoSmithKline, $103 billion. Eli Lilly, $98 billion. Those deep pockets allow pharmaceutical companies to spend astronomical amounts on advertising. 2014, spending on advertising was worth $4.53 billion, representing an 18% year-by-year increase. Out of all the individual companies in the industry, Pfizer spent $1.4 billion on advertising. That's why, especially, the only time I ever watched television, I really don't watch television, but I used to watch it on Sunday afternoon, and it was just, all it was drugs, advertisements of drugs. Eli Lilly, the company behind the erectile dysfunctional medication, Cialis, spent it cut off. I don't know how much, I guess it was billion promoting that drug alone. The highest amount paid in a single year on marketing pharmaceutical products was $5.4 billion in 2006. 10 years later, an ad aired during the year's Super Bowl that was 60 seconds long and cost $10 million to produce, but reached 111 million viewers. The BMJ Journal writes that drug companies spend 19 times more on marketing than they do on research and development. I can see that. Who cares if it's going to do something to them? We don't care. As long as we get them hooked on it and keep them sick. There's a lot of money to spend on advertising, but somebody, IO9, writes that every $1 spent on a commercial, billboard, radio, or print ad brings over $4 in retail sales. For example, Boehringer Ingelheim spent $464 million in advertising for Pradaxa, its blood thinner, in 2011. In 2011, sales of Pradaxa passed 1 billion. I mean, these are pages about all their schemes, their money, and all that stuff. So I just wanted to give you an idea. It's about the money. All about the money. It's talking about the temptations of Jesus in the areas. Power. You know, just... I've heard that these horrible creatures, that it's not even about the money because they're so rich. It's about the power. All right, this is vaccine history developments by year. I was looking here, like whenever we... All right, more vaccines followed in 1960. I think before, let's see here. The 1950s recommended vaccines were smallpox, diphtheria, tetanus, pertussis, and polio. All right, in 1960, it was smallpox, diphtheria, tetanus, pertussis, polio, measles, mumps, and rubella. The 70s was diphtheria, tetanus, pertussis, polio, measles, mumps, and rubella. But in the 80s, say our kids, around our kids' time, diphtheria, tetanus, pertussis, measles, mumps, rubella, polio, and HIV. I don't know what HIV is. Then 1994 to 1995, diphtheria, tetanus, pertussis, measles, mumps, rubella, polio, HIV, then hepatitis B. I know Little Kingston, I think it was when they're, before they leave the hospital, they wanted to give them a hepatitis B shot. And that's given in combination with the DTP and the MMR. So they add more. All right, 1995 to 2010, new vaccines like varicella for chickenpox, rotavirus, hepatitis, pneumococcal vaccine, influenza, new versions of each of the ones, the pertussis and intranasal influenza. All right, 2000, diphtheria, tetanus, pertussis, measles, mumps, rubella, polio, HIV, hepatitis, varicella, hepatitis A. About every 5 to 10 years, they add one or two more. 2005, diphtheria, tetanus, pertussis, measles, mumps, rubella, polio, Hib, hepatitis B, varicella, hepatitis A, pneumococcal, and influenza. See, COVID's supposed to be an influenza strain. All right, 2010, diphtheria, tetanus, pertussis, measles, mumps, rubella, polio, HIV, hepatitis B, varicella, hepatitis A, pneumococcal, influenza, rotavirus. What in the world is rotavirus? I don't know what that is. All right, 2011 to present. Diphtheria, tetanus, pertussis, measles, mumps, rubella, polio, HIV, hepatitis B, varicella, hepatitis A, pneumococcal, influenza, rotavirus. And now they're pushing COVID. And now they're pushing a new variant of COVID. They're trying to get everybody all scared that now there's a new variant, and so the vaccine you've taken, it's not going to be effective. You're going to have another one. Do you see how crazy it is? It just gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And I'm telling you what, a lot of these people have so many nanoparticles and metal in their system that they can track them like they'd track anything. I think that really the vaccine is more of a tracker than anything. So it's not enough to have it on their phone, because sometimes they don't have their phone with them. So we got to put it in them so that we can pick them up anywhere we want. Is it the mark of the beast? To me, it'd been impossible to say that it isn't. It's part of it. It's all. The 6,000 years of Satan's carnage is all part of it. It's just gotten bigger and bigger and bigger and infiltrated more. Same system, same beast, doing the same old stuff. All right.
Another one in there is